Well, I don't know if you've ever felt misunderstood. I can remember being in job interviews in the middle of answering a question, and I'd forgotten what I was saying, and I'd forgotten what the question was, and I began to feel very misunderstood. I can remember a telephone call, and maybe you've had one like this, where of course, the only language that I speak, unfortunately, is English. And in this city, on the telephone, I've encountered people who don't speak the one language that I speak. And our conversation actually goes on for a minute or two. Have you ever had that situation where you're trying to speak in your language and the person on the other end is trying to speak on theirs, and you just are not understanding each other? Well, as people, we long to be understood, don't we? And I've encountered many people who fear that they are misunderstood most of all by God. People who fear that God is disappointed with them. People who fear that God is angry with them. Perhaps worst of all, people who feel that God has simply forgotten them. And part of the message of Easter is that Jesus, God the Son, has entered into the real stuff of life, and he understands us. Easter reminds us that Jesus knows what it feels like to be misunderstood even by your closest friends. Easter reminds us that Jesus knows what betrayal feels like, what abandonment feels like, what injustice or mockery or abuse, or even death, feels like. The Bible says that Jesus has been tempted in every way just as we are. That means that the purity and love and gentleness and faith and joy and honesty and all the other wonderful things that we can say about Jesus' nature while he lived in history were all stretched like an elastic band by the circumstances of human life. And at Easter, we remember it all the terrible things that happened to Jesus. Jesus' perfect nature was put under the strain of human experience. He knows exactly how hard life can be. In fact, he could teach all of us here a lot about how hard life can be. But the Bible goes on to say that Jesus has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet without sin. As difficult as life became, Jesus never turned away from his relationship with his Father, and he always kept his perfect and intimate connection with his Father and lived out the perfection of God, no matter how difficult his experiences became. Even when Jesus faced death and the horrible temptation of fear, he prayed, "Father, not my will, but yours be done." Jesus has been tempted in every way, just like we have, but he never sinned. And do you know what else? The Bible says that Jesus, who knows exactly how tough life is, and who also lives in a perfect relationship with God the Father, is our high priest. Have you ever heard that from the Bible before? The whole Bible verse, which is found in Hebrews, says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find help, and find grace to help us in our time of need." The first people to receive the letter of Hebrews understood that a high priest has the job of representing his people before God. This has to do with dealing with their sin before God, and also representing the needs of the people in God's presence. Jesus is our representative. Jesus is the only one who can be your representative before God. That's because Jesus is the only one who can bring a full understanding of life and a perfect intimacy with His Father God together. Jesus can handle everything that you're going through, and He can bring it right into the middle of His holy and perfect and glorious relationship with His Father. And isn't that exactly where you want the most important or difficult or even painful stuff of your life to be handled? Right in that place where the power and wisdom and sovereignty of God the Father embraces the compassion and understanding that we know Jesus has for us. Jesus' understanding of us and His perfect relationship with His Father is like a great big welcome for us into a relationship with God. That's why the book of Hebrews in the Bible invites us to trust Jesus and approach God's throne with confidence. Because of Jesus, the author of Hebrews is sure that we will receive mercy when we mess up, and that we'll receive God's grace to give us strength when life is messed up all around us. I don't know what you're going through this Easter. Maybe you feel like you're on top of the world. Maybe you feel like the world is on top of you. Jesus knows, and He understands what it's like. You see, Jesus died on a Friday for all the ugliness of sin that is within you, and for all the ugliness of sin that's been dumped on you. And Jesus rose on a Sunday, like this one, to prove that God's love for you is more powerful than all that ugliness. Jesus stands now in the glorious presence of His Father as your representative. Jesus understands you. He understands you better than you understand yourself. You can't surprise Him with a single thing. And there's nothing about human experience that is a mystery to Him. Jesus stands at this very moment, the eternal Son of God, who lived a difficult human life, died an awful human death, was raised victorious over it all to enter into the presence of His Father for everyone who would trust Him to be their Savior and Lord. My hope for you this Easter is that you will understand in some fresh way just how much God has shown that He loves you through Jesus. I hope that you come to understand that you don't need to live another moment fearing that you are misunderstood by God. And my prayer for you is this: I pray that you run into the loving embrace of Jesus. I pray that you let Him bring all of the messiness of who you are and all of the messiness of what might be going on in your life right into the middle of His loving relationship with His Father. May we all know this Easter Sunday and for the rest of our lives that no matter how ugly things may be at times inside us or around us, Jesus understands us and loves us. And He can deal with what we're going through and bring it right into the middle of that perfect relationship with Father God, so that we receive mercy when it's all that we can hope for, and grace when it's the only thing that will get us through. Happy Easter.